This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and happy Mother's Day to all of you moms listening in this morning. I hope you have a great day. And let's hope that your kids or the husband will really pamper you on a day like this. Even maybe a trip down to Lake Street Garden Center in Salem, New Hampshire. Beautiful place. It's like a flower show. Greenhouses are full of hanging baskets like fuchsia and ivy geraniums, the New Guineas, the Million Bells. And they've got some beautiful bougainvillea from Florida that you can put on your deck, your porch, your patio. Flowering hibiscus. Oh. It's like a flower show. So make us up a cup of coffee. Come on down. And if you didn't have time, we've got a pot set up right here. And you can make your own coffee. And bring us your gardening questions. And we'll talk to you during the commercials on the program. Let's go to the phone lines. Nathan, I'm sure that Sue is still there. Is she ready to go?
I'm thinking Sue? So. Sue?
Okay. Sue, good morning and happy Mother's Day to you.
Good morning. Thank you, Paul. Hey,
good morning.
Probably about three things. We spoke about me putting down that weed stop by the bird feeders. That's a foundation planting, and it's also on a slope. So I was looking at it thinking, boy, if I put down bark mulch, it's just going to get blown away or washed away. Is it a bad idea to put down stone instead? Not pea, but, you know, something that's a little more substantial so it stays put. I'm worried about it being too hot for those plants. Then I have another question after this.
Okay. How steep of a slope is it? Is it?
Well, it's pretty steep. On the soil itself, when I put the mulch down, it does blow off and wash off, and I end up having it in my lawn. So, and then I have to rake it. You know how it is. But
right.
So I'm thinking maybe the rocks would lock themselves in place a little bit better than and not blow, you know, not be so subject to the elements.
Okay. If you want to use stone, Sue, what you're going to have to do is to weed that bed. Put down some landscape fiber. You put that down, you wet it in place so that it doesn't blow, and then put your stone in it. Now, the one thing I'm going to tell you, if it's facing south, that flower bed or shrub bed is going to warm up a lot more with stone than it's going to with mulch, so that you will have to water on a regular basis. Otherwise, you're going to have some damage due to the ground drying out. So
yeah, end up fixing everything.
Yeah, so especially if it's like azaleas or rhododendron, any of your broadleaf evergreens, I would stay away from.
I've got Monarda and Wigelia, a couple of Echinacea and a Luisa in there.
Yeah.
So
I would rather I would rather, Sue, that you use bark mulch, because okay. the other thing that happens, if you get a heavy, heavy rain, it comes off the roof, the stone's going to move a little bit. And then all of a sudden, you're mowing the lawn, and you pick up a stone with the lawnmower, and it could go flying, hitting somebody or the house, the car. I don't like stone.
Okay. I just was trying to think out of the box, because I'd like to try and make sure that that area stays put. Okay, well, yep. that's great to know. And then by my bird bath, I had actually spoken with your son at one point, and we decided to try a lobelia, the cardinal flower, at the base of my bird bath, and it was doing so beautifully, and it actually looked like it was going to make it through this stupid winter until that very last blast of real, like, you know, the teens and that low 20s that came through with the wind. And it just
right.
killed that thing right off. Do you think I should chance it again and then just be a little more careful about mulching it next year?
I wouldn't give up on that plant yet. I would give it a little bit more time and see if it's going. No, it's how tall was it when the cold weather hit it?
Yeah, I stuck my fingers in there. I know, because they're native, you know. I mean, I see them growing naturally in streams and stuff. So, you know, I know they're a zone 3. I was really surprised that it didn't make it. But, no, I checked just the other day to look to see if there was any signs of life. And it's just, you know, no, there's nothing going on there. But
okay.
I was to hear from you whether you thought I might, you know, replace it with the same plant and maybe be more careful about mulching it in the fall next year. For this year.
Yeah, I would plant it again. And the thing that I would do in the fall, get some pine needles. So just, if you've got some pine trees, rake up some pine needles and add 2 or 3 inches of pine needles right over your planting, and that will give it some added protection. And then in the spring, you just rake off the pine needles and spread it in your vegetable garden to control weeds. And I think that extra layer, because see, where it grows wild, you're getting native grasses, and the native yeah. grasses die, and they act as a mulch to reflect the wind. It blocks the real hot sun, so it's a good insulation. So try some pine needles around
okay.
it.
Okay, because I hate to give up on that plant. All right, well,
yeah.
I think those are the most important questions I had for you. There was a third one, but I can't remember. So once
okay.
again, and as always, you are just a wealth, and I'm so happy that you're available to us out here in garden world.
Well, Sue, you have a great, great Mother's Day, and when you have a question, just call us back. We are here for you every Sunday morning.
I know it. Thank you so much, Paul. Have a great day.
Thank you, Sue. You too. Bye-bye. If you need some help, we have open lines. Give us a call. Talk with Nathan, and we'll try and help you out. Nathan, who's up next?
Everett in Marblehead.
Everett from Marblehead, Massachusetts. Good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have bishop's weed all over my garden, all over my perennial garden, and other flower gardens. Any way I can get rid of bishop's weed?
Okay. The best thing for you to do, Everett, you cannot use a like a pump sprayer, because if you spray it and it drifts on your good perennials or flowers that you don't want to hurt, you're gonna end up killing some of them. And many years ago, I had a man come to me when I was doing a live broadcast from a nursery, and he made this suggestion, and I've been recommending it to everybody. You want to buy a product called Clean Up, and it's Kleenup. It's made by Bonide Lawn and Garden, or Bayer. They have a product called DuraZone. D-U-R-A-Z-O-N-E. And you mix it in a bucket. So you mix up like a gallon at one time. And what I do is I'll get a big coffee can. And I'll get 2 yardsticks and a paintbrush. So you take 1 yardstick, you take a 1-inch paintbrush, and you duct tape it to the end of a yardstick. You take a coffee can or something that size, and you duct tape it to the other end of a second yardstick so that the top of the can is up. You put your either Durazone or cleanup in your coffee can. You go out in the garden, and that way you don't have to bend over. You take the hand that's got the cleanup or Durazone. The other hand has the paintbrush on the yardstick. Dip it in the container, and then you paint the Bishop's Weed. And that way it doesn't spray and drift and hurt the plants around it. So you just go out there on a nice sunny day, you paint the foliage, and within 10 days that Bishop's Weed is dead as a doornail. But you just paint it in, and that way you don't hurt the plants around it, and the product goes into the foliage, down to the roots, and away you go. Have a great day, Everett. Thank you.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a Colorstorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and happy Mother's Day to all of you moms. We are broadcasting from Lake Street Garden Center, and they're located on Lake Street, 37 Lake Street in Salem, New Hampshire. I'll be here until 1 o'clock. Come on by and say hello. We'd love to talk to you. Nathan, who's up next?
Ron and Franklin.
Ron from Franklin, good morning. How can we help you out today, Ron?
Hi, good morning, Paul. I have a question about, I actually have two questions. We planted a row of azaleas. We put up a long fence and we put one azalea in between each post.
Okay.
And there's probably a row of 20 of them. We planted them 3 years ago, and we were a little reluctant to buy them because we didn't think they were going to be really great in the sun. And the nurserymen said they should be just fine. And they're really not thriving. They've been in there 3 years. And my wife's a great gardener, and I know she did a nice job planting them. And she fertilizes them every year, but they do get quite a bit of sun. And I don't know what's going on with them.
Okay, so right now, if you were to describe the plant, do you have a lot of leaves that have turned brown on the plant?
Not brown, but they're very small. They just look weak.
Okay. How wide is the planting bed? Is it like 3 feet wide?
It's at least 3 feet, yes.
Okay, and there's mulch on top of the ground?
That's correct, yep.
Okay. Do you know what she's using for fertilizer when she feeds them?
Yeah, she uses Plantone.
She uses Plantone. Okay. And how big would you say they are? A couple of feet in width or height?
I would say they definitely are, yes. I would say that's a good measurement both ways, yep.
Okay. How much of the fertilizer does she put around each plant?
In the background listening. I think she puts about a half a coffee can.
Not that much. Maybe two whole cups.
Oh, now she's telling me like two whole cups.
Two whole cups. Yeah. Well, I mean, that should be enough. I would try a couple of things. I would try feeding them spring and fall. During the months of July and August, because the plants are in a lot of sun, they tend to have a problem with lack of moisture. So if she could water them, even if she could do it just, you know, every other week minimum, if she could do it every week, that would be better. To be able to cut down on the amount of water, purchase a container of soil moist. And soil moist are little granules. It looks like rock salt, but it's a little bit smaller. And it's what they use in babies' diapers so that they don't leak. And if she would put around each plant, I would say maybe 3 or 4 teaspoons. And what you do is you take a crowbar and you make 4 to 6 holes around the azaleas, roughly where the ends of your branches are. Take the crowbar, jam it into the ground about 6 inches deep, put a half a teaspoon in it, make another hole, put another half, and do 3 to 4 teaspoons for every single one. So you make the hole, half a teaspoon, fill it back in with the soil, and it will expand 200 times in volume, and that way the roots can grow right into this gelatin type product, and when it needs the water, it pulls it out, and when it gets dry, the granules will shrink. But when you water, they'll absorb the water again and expand. So that way it would ensure that you get plenty of moisture. And the other thing that the soil moist granules do is if there's any fertilizer in the soil, it will absorb the fertilizer and prevent it from leaching down. It holds it right where the roots are, and it really does benefit the plant a great deal. So I would do that. Use the soil moist, feed them spring and fall. Make sure that you have a couple of inches of bark mulch around them, and that way when it gets dry and hot and muggy, irrigate them a couple times a month for a good half hour, and you're going to see a big difference.
Okay. How long will that product last? Like, will it be in there for years?
The soil moist will last 3 to 5 years in your soil.
Oh, okay. No, that's really...
It really is a good product. I use it in my vegetable garden, and I rotate my crops. I never plant the same thing in the same area. And at the time of planting, I'll come across these gelatin-type things in the soil that were there from the last year or the year before. And every year I use it when I plant my vegetables and my annuals. And the garden just... I used to water the garden on a daily basis. And with the soil moist, I do it 3 times a week. So it really cuts back on the amount of water.
Yeah, okay, great. All right, can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
And I'm not sure if you can answer because I know you have a lot of sponsors, but could you talk about Milagonite as an all-around fertilizer?
Milagonite is a good product. I started using it in 1968. It comes from the city of Milwaukee, and what it is sewage that's been highly treated, cooked. It's been allowed to ferment, and then it's cleaned to get all of the bad things in it. When I first started working in the nursery industry, the landscape crew that went out to plant trees and shrubs at people's homes, they used it as a fertilizer.
Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Really getting mad. Good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and happy Mother's Day to all of you moms. If we can be of help to you this morning, the number is 855-660-4261. Give Nathan a call, and he'll get you set up. Nathan, who's up next?
Gene and Haverhill.
Good morning, and happy Mother's Day to all of you this morning. How can we help you out today?
Thank you, Paul. I just have two quick questions. One is on that espoma that you talk about, the fertilizer. And can you hear me, Paul?
Nathan, I'm not...
Hello? Hello? Okay.
Nathan, why don't you drop me down a bit?
Thank you.
morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You know, if you have a plant that's been damaged by the cold, don't give up on it. Just scratch through the bark. And if you see green underneath the bark, then it's a sign that the plant was chilled, but it will come back. And all it needs is some sun, some warmth, and it should come back for you. But if it's all black underneath the bark when you scratch it, then get rid of it because it's not going to come back. And then you got to be careful with the water. And again, as I told Carol, if you keep the plant wet and there's no way for the water to leave because the plant isn't losing moisture, then it's going to rot the root. So if it's not killed by the frost, it'll be killed by the roots being in a wet soil. Nathan, who's up next?
Well, we got Sam in Columbia, South Carolina.
Sam from South Carolina, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning to you. I love your show every Sunday morning before church.
Thank you.
I've got a question. I bought my daughter, April, which is a spring name, fern, Boston fern.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I never realized that it was an indoor plant, which I have it indoors right now. And my question is, should it be repotted?
Did it come in a hanging basket or was it in a pot?
It was in a hanging basket, yes.
Okay, then it probably won't need to be potted for probably a year.
Okay, I got it for her right around the first day of spring, so I should repot it in a larger pot then, huh?
Right, you should go. The first thing I would do before you repot it is unhook the wires or the plastic hanger and remove the plant from the pot and look at the root ball. And if the root ball is just a mass of whitish colored roots, and when you squeeze it, it feels really hard, then it would be time to move it to the next size. If it's, you see soil as well as roots, you squeeze it, it's soft, then it can go another year. Okay?
Okay.
Now, she can take that Boston fern, and as soon as the threat of frost is over, she can hang it outside in a shaded area. And
so it's direct sun, because unfortunately our porch, because I share an apartment with my daughter, our porch is actually facing the sun most of the day down here in South Carolina.
Okay. Then, you know, it, if you could put it on the back side of the porch, not where the overhang and where your gutter would be, but right up against the back wall where it's going to be shaded from the roof itself, then it would be okay.
All right. Now, the other instructions I got, that it needs to be watered thoroughly daily, which I do. I douse her. Her name is Bunny.
Okay. Now, the thing that helps a Boston fern to really survive during the winter when you have the heat on is humidity. And the more humid the air is in your home, the better the Boston fern is going to grow. So you've got the right idea. Misting that foliage every single day is going to help that plant a great deal, especially if you have a wood stove or force hot air heat, because the air that's being blown into your home to make it nice and warm is very dry. So when you mist the foliage, it adds humidity to the plant, around the plant, and it really helps it a great deal when that heat is really pounding you on a regular basis.
Okay.
Now, how about feeding it? Have you fed it at all?
Well, I need to buy some of those plant spikes.
Well, buy the Espoma Grow. Now, the reason I want you to do this is a plant spike is good but it's just nitrogen, phosphorus, and potash, and there is no trace element. There's no beneficial microbes, so it's feeding the plant, but it's not benefiting it a great deal by improving the soil. And if you use something with trace elements, you know, things like a calcium and there's 50 to 100 plant trace elements that plants would really, really help. Boron and copper and things like that. And you have a company like Espoma, they have a liquid that has beneficial microbes. So it's going to make the soil better. It's going to improve the root system and the color of the foliage. So, plus, when you figure a plant spike, okay, 50% of the plant spike is the bonding agent that holds the fertilizer together. So you may be paying for a houseplant one, 50 cents, 75 cents for one spike. And half of that spike is a bonding agent that holds it together. It could be clay. It could be some type of a burlap type fiber that they soak the fertilizer solution on. So you're paying for that extra filler or bonding agent. So use a liquid. Use a liquid. It's got all of the beneficial microbes. It's got all of the trace elements. And it's going to do a lot better for your plant. And at this time of the year, if you do it once a month, once we get to April, May, then do it a couple times a month. But hang it outside. And as long as you hang it, and I know your porch faces south, as long as you don't hang it right where the gutter would be, but you hang it up against the wall, then you'll be okay.
All right, okay. Oh, can I add one more thing to you?
Sure.
Are you? Okay, since we're in the Bible Belt down here, my daughter and I, I don't know how many years we came up with this, we had these little bumper stickers, and it said, Creation, the First Spring.
Mm-hmm.
We had those in stores, and you know, we sold them for a dime a piece. And you know, now I took one down here to our pastor, and you know, I don't know what he's gonna do with them, but it did catch on.
Yeah, and it's a nice saying, and with spring being 37 days away, it's going to happen.
Well, I know you're up in Maine, but I'm sitting on our front porch right now in shorts.
Well,
it's 70 degrees down here.
Yeah, well, we had 10 inches of snow earlier this week, so we're just a little bit cooler than you are.
Yeah, Columbia, South Carolina, you know, famously hot, they call it.
Right. Well, Sam, you have a fantastic weekend, and you work on that Boston fern, and it will just prosper and grow beautiful for you. And when you feel that it's too big for that pot, then you buy a new one, you split it in two, and you put half in each pot, and over the course of the summer, it will round itself back out. Instead of being a half, it will grow shoots, and it will fill in, and you'll have two Boston fern, one that's for you and one that's for your daughter.
That is incredible. That is incredible. I'm going to pass along a lot of your gardening tips because I have a friend up in Oil City, Pennsylvania, who has a great garden, and I don't think he knows some of those things.
Well, have him sign up for our email newsletter, and all he has to do is to go to paulparent.com. And you can sign up and tell if he can get a free newsletter every single Thursday.
Oh, I will definitely tell him that. Goodness gracious. Okay.
And,
my middle daughter's named Glynis, which means of the belly, so they're named after spring.
Sam, you have a great weekend, and thank you for calling us this morning.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you for all the info.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Oh, it's nice to hear that somebody's having some decent weather. We're in Maine, where I live, and it's cold. It's cold. We're going to get some rain today, but rather rain than snow. Who knows? It may change over the snow. But we'll take it one day at a time, and I keep saying to myself, 37 days, and hopefully the storms will be all over. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's waiting in Pennsylvania.
Mary, are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever, maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Happy Mother's Day to all of you moms listening to the program this morning. And we do apologize for that 10-15 minute break. We had some gremlins in the phone lines and they really messed us up, but we're back on track. If you need some help, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who do we have up next?
Jean's back. She was waiting patiently.
She's a good girl. Jean, good morning and happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you very much. You too. I have two quick questions. One is on that Ascoma that you talk about. I had got the starter, so I'm going to use it anyway.
Yes.
I hope that's okay. But you said, you know, you just like scratch it in and already pre-plant, you know, pots that have already plants in them. And it's good for 2 months, and then you scratch it in again?
Yes. Yeah,
I don't have to use any other fertilizer, like anything else, just that?
If you want to give them a little bit of a boost, Espoma has an organic liquid food called Grow. GROW, and
okay.
It comes with a cap. You just turn the bottle upside down, it fills the cap, and then you just pour it into a watering can, and you just spray it right into the garden. But the granular product, being that it's organic, will release slowly over a 2 month period. If you were to use something like a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5, which is going to be comparable in cost, it only lasts 30 days. So for the same money, it's going to feed your plants twice as much and twice as long.
So in actuality, then, if I just use the starter, that's okay without the liquid?
Oh, sure. Yep.
And only put a couple of handfuls or tablespoonfuls is once you set, and that really will last for about 2 months, and then you do it again.
Right.
Okay. My next question, even on a poinsettia and a cyclamen, too?
Oh, sure. Yes. Anything that's organic releases slowly so that you get a constant feeding, but it's slow, and that's what a plant wants is a steady feed over a long term.
All right. Now, my second quick question is, my daughter yesterday, because I couldn't see her today, gave me this beautiful plant but when it was in her car, it fell over. It's in a pretty little urn. But she put it all back together, but she said the card wasn't there that said what it was. They look like mini petunias. Would you
okay.
Do you happen to know what they could be? They come in.
It's called.
What is it?
Is it? It's called Million Bells.
Oh, okay. That's
Million.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Million Bells is a new plant, came out about maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and they've been making new varieties, new colors every single year, and it's like a miniature petunia, and what I like about it is you don't have to clean it. With the regular petunia, every time the flower goes by, you have to pick them off and pick them off and pick them off. The Million Bell is a self-cleaning, and what you will really love when we get to the end of June, middle part of July, it could be fairly long, and what you can do is you just cut your plant in half. So if it cascades over the pot like a foot, cut 6 inches all the way around. New shoots will develop from inside the pot area, and it will come right back into bloom. And the branches that you're cutting back, strip some of the leaves off, put them in a vase of water, and they'll bloom in that vase for about 2 weeks for you.
I'm assuming it's a plant that loves sun.
It loves the sun. More sun, the better.
Okay. And also, where it came, it has all these little white, probably, granules of fertilizer. Should I still use the Espoma in that, too?
I would definitely use the Espoma on that because that plant loves to be fed. And if you did it every couple of months, you'll have Million Bells right up until the ground freezes.
Well,
you have you. Thank you so much, Jean, and you have a great Mother's Day. Bye-bye.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.